Some action on guns at the Supreme Court as justices struck down a federal ban on bump stocks, ruling that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives exceeded its authority when it first issued the ban in 2018. Bump stocks can increase the rate of fire of semi-automatic weapons. Let's talk about it with Philip Van Cleve, president of the gun rights advocacy group, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Philip, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
All right, Philip, so can you explain to us what you view this as? I understand it's a win in your eyes, right? The Supreme Court's ruling, that's a victory for you.
Hey, absolutely. It's not that we love bump stocks. They're okay, you know, but the idea was that the BATF overstepped their legal bounds. They were making law, and that could not be tolerated. The Congress makes law, not these agencies. So that's why we sued them over this, for that very reason, that they'd overstepped their bounds.
Why would someone need bump stocks, though? What in your view, is the point of having bump stocks for firearms?
Well, they're fun to shoot. America, freedom is not about what you need. We've got mostly what we need. We need food. We need water. We need one pair of shoes. We don't need 10 pairs of shoes. But we have what we want in America. And if you want to shoot with a bump stock, you know, you go through a lot of ammo, but it's fun to shoot at a range. Why not? That's what freedom is about.
So it's more about recreation than anything else, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. I don't see using a bump stock really much in self-defense. You could, but I wouldn't see that's not the reason for it, really. It's just going out and having fun. If you've ever fired a gun that fires that quickly, it's a lot of fun to shoot.
A lot of this was about whether bump stocks turn guns into quote-unquote machine guns. What is your thought on that? Do you think that bump stocks effectively turn guns into machine guns?
No, they do not. The gun's trigger works exactly the same as it always did. All this does is it harnesses the recoil of the gun to help you pull that trigger quicker. I can do the same exact thing without a bump stock. It's a matter of how you hold the gun and pushing forward on the gun with one hand and holding your trigger finger out with the other. You can create the same effect with a bump stock just with your bare hands if you know how to do it. Is it real accurate? No. I don't know that either of them are super accurate, but anyhow, it's really just a recreational thing.
So when someone says that bump stocks make guns more dangerous or more deadly, what is your response to that argument?
Well, that's what they say about everything when it comes to guns. If the other side loses on something, oh, the world's going to end, the world is more dangerous now. No, there were tens of thousands of bump stocks out there. We had one or two incidents with them. Well, heck, if we did that, we wouldn't have any cars to drive. No, you don't take away civil liberties. You don't take away everybody's rights because a couple bad people do bad things. You give up your rights that way. It's just not the way to do business.
Okay, Philip, thanks for coming on with us.
Sure. Glad to be on. Thank you.